I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Minister, Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Got a great, great, great hour lined up for you. If you missed any of our earlier portions of our program, well, folks, I do hope that you'll take the time to get over to the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, get signed up for our emails, and you can also find our podcast there at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. We're on iTunes and TuneIn and all of those wonderful places. We encourage you to follow us over there and keep track of all the information. Our first hour today, we kicked off with David Sumrall and talking a lot about what's going on. The attack on We the People. It is very, very real, folks. It is very, very real. And the evil that is taking place. And so we talked about that with David. We talked, with Pastor David Lowery today as well about the lawsuit that's getting ready to get fired up. And so, lots that's going on. Lots of good stuff that's happening. And a lot of, spiritual warfare that's so necessary, and as we do twice a month here on Chosen Generation Radio. Of course, you hear me talk about this a lot, but twice a month we bring my good friend Ken Thornburg on from freedomencounters.com. Ken, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Gregory. I also enjoy being on your show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yep.
You know, I was telling you a little bit in the green room, you know, this past week, lots and lots and lots of attack, and I could feel it. And you had told me that, you know, as you guys have been praying for me, that, you know, you had said, you know, you there's a lot of warfare coming against the show. I had a recent deliverance where the demonic said the same thing. They don't like your show, and you know, and it was funny because even during that there was a little funky electrical glitch thing that went on, and they kind of chuckled, and I was like, that was y'all, wasn't it? And they were like, yep, that was us. So you know, there's a heightened effort, and of course we're continuing to see, you know, the challenges that we're facing in India as well in the physical manifestation of a spiritual reality. So, Ken, I guess the question that I think a lot of folks, you know, will have is how do I fight this fight? I mean, what we know there are weapons, we know the faith, you know, we know putting on the armor of God, we know a lot of those things, but what are some of the things that people need to be specifically, I guess, engaged in right now?
You know, that's not as easy a question as people might think it is to answer, because there's one thing when you're fighting an enemy who's attacking you. It's different when the enemy is those demons and other people who are attacking you. If I'm going to be walking into a situation, Greg, that I know is going to be negative, that the people in that room or that location or whatever are not fond of Christians, they might be knowingly or unknowingly serving Satan and worshiping him and everything. When I have that kind of a situation that's coming up, then I can ask the angels of the Lord to paralyze every single demon within those people for a set amount of time. Now, don't do it for weeks because that won't work. But to do it for hours, you can. And most, if not all, of the spirits in those people are paralyzed. You can ask the angels of God to put some duct tape over their mouths, and they'll actually do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually works. And that's when I'm in that situation around other people who don't even understand Christianity. They're just opposed to it because of how the mainstream press has lied about it and what other people have said. And there's just a lot more antipathy, you know, about Christianity these days. Just a lot of animus, a lot of the negativity. And most of the people don't even know what we believe. They don't even know what we think. They just think they do.
Right.
But they don't. Okay. So that's one thing. If I'm having just a lot of negative thoughts and fear and anger and all kinds of stuff coming up through thoughts of my own head, I have a phrase that really works well. Get a clue. Now, most people really are not getting a clue these days. They actually think those are their thoughts, and how can I think such things, and how can I be this way and that way, especially in regard to marriages. And I got to tell you, get a clue. Don't just automatically assume that those are your thoughts, because the odds of them being your thoughts is very, very small.
Okay.
The attacks that have come out from spirits really let out of the out of hell for this day and hour is really great because of what time it is. We are in the end times. It isn't something off to sweep by and by, oh, we got another century to do this and that. No, we don't. And if any of our viewers or listeners think that's the case, you might want to pray about that, because I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ would tell you, no, we're in those end times now. We're actually in them. And because of that, the Word of God says in Revelation that all these millions of very special spirits are being let out of the pit for this day and hour. Now, who are they going to come against?
Sure.
Those who are a threat to the cabal or Antichrist or false prophet or whoever, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
Bilderbergers and World Economic Forum people and Council on Foreign Relations and on and on and on. Excuse me. Those people who want to rule the earth and who want to destroy Christianity, because we are the group that represents the greatest threat to the forward progress.
Right. Of those the people. Evil. Of that evil. Sure.
That's right. We're it. And so the enemy is going to be coming at us where you just thought, oh, these are just negative thoughts. That's my flesh coming to the forefront. No, it isn't. That's when you ask the Holy Spirit to toast. That's my terminology, by the way. You won't find the word toast in the Bible. But you do read about the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that the fire, you know, goes ahead of God and burns up his enemies and things like that. There's all kinds of scriptures about fire coming against the enemy in the Bible. I mean, a whole boatload of we know because we teach those verses. And you need to ask the Spirit of God to burn up the enemy that's speaking these lies to you. And sometimes if you do it just in your head, you hear a demon talking to you and halfway through the sentence he stops. It's hilarious. You can actually hear that spirit stopping talking to you as the fire of the Holy Ghost just burns him up halfway through a sentence. I mean, it's just hilarious. And all of a sudden, the temperature of all of this fear and anger and everything in you drops. You can also ask the angels to go after and destroy those demons that are bothering you and your family and kids and everything else. And I tell you, the angels of God love to go to work like this, because when they accomplish this, they give the Lord Jesus Christ all of the glory.
Amen.
And I tell you, it just works superbly. And people need to be ready to notice that this is going to happen. And I tell you what, I could, if it's something that involves physical stuff, I could apply the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to a lot of things. We also know one other thing is that the enemy uses devices. The only problem is not demons or territorial spirits. That isn't the only problem. I prayed for someone the other day who had tremendous pain, and I said, Lord, would you open my eyes and help me see with spiritual sight if there's something that the enemy placed in their shoulder to cause that pain? And I saw these demonic jewels, which are famously used by the enemy to cause pain in our bodies. I mean, it's so common, it's like a cold. Common is a common cold or cold. Okay. It's just very common. So I removed these demonic jewels from their shoulder and they're going, oh my gosh, what did you do? How did that happen? I don't feel any pain. Oh my gosh, I can lift my arms straight now. Oh my goodness. You know, the Lord gets glory because it's his power that removes it. But if you don't have spiritual sight, you do have the ability to hear God's voice. And you can say, Lord, is there something that the enemy has placed in me or on me causing that pain?
Right.
And you use the power, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh to remove that thing and send it to the pit. If somebody says, excuse me again, it feels like I have a knife in my shoulder. I'm just using the shoulder as an example. Sure. Well, my word to you is, pull out the knife. And I know some of you are looking at me like, has he been smoking some high-grade stuff? No, it means the enemy put a knife in there. And when you take your hand and by the power, the name, and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came in the flesh, I pull that knife out.
Amen.
Over half of you will literally feel the knife leave. And all of a sudden, you don't have pain anymore.
Yeah.
It's that kind of thing. We have the blood of Christ. We have the fire of the Holy Spirit. We have the angels, warring angels, the ministering angels who want to go to work for us. We have the ability that in the name of Christ to paralyze those demons in someone. Now, I don't know how much time we have before our break.
But about 2 minutes.
Okay, let's talk about cloaking. And I found this out from one of our teammates who used it on his kids who were of a different race in a elementary school that was mostly of one color. And they came home first day of school crying. People were making fun of them. And then the Holy Spirit told him, cloak your children. They go to school the next day. They come home laughing and smiling and everything because cloaking kept the enemy in the other children from even seeing those kids.
Right.
They were treating them just like one of themselves. The enemy was not involved. Guys, it works. And what do you have to do to keep the demonic from even seeing you? You just say, I cloak myself.
Now, don't cloak your car.
That's one of the things that we... Never cloak your car.
Because
the demons are driving somebody else's car.
Yeah.
They will not see you, and I promise you, within one day, you'll be in a wreck.
You'll likely have an accident, so don't do that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
When we get back, you know, I hope folks, you know, I know some of this sounds like, this is crazy, I can't believe, really? I promise, the first time that you use this and you experience it work, you're just going to be like, why haven't I been doing this for forever? Why haven't I been doing this? When we get back, we heard that speech from the resident in the White House week before last.
Yeah.
And there were a couple of things God gave me in response to that about the grand delusion and about the participation of evil. We'll talk about some of that coming up because that has a lot to do with what we're seeing go on here. We'll be back with more right after this.
All right. I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. A product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's not a habit for me. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Vindel, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest, Ken Thornburg. You can find him at freedomencounters.com. Freedomencounters.com. And if you've ever wondered whether or not, the idea of going through deliverance prayer would be helpful to you, and you've maybe wondered about, what is that going to look like? I've heard about, the yelling and the hollering and the screaming and the carrying on and all that.
Seek and shoot approach.
Yeah, there you go. Right. So I can tell you that is not the approach of Freedom Encounters. It's one of the reasons that I really appreciate the ministry so much. But freedomencounters.com, and a great place to start is the Victory Over Spiritual Conflict video series. And I get, people that I refer to that every time. I get people say, man, I didn't know that. Or, I've heard that, but wow, I so appreciate the way that it is presented. And so I just encourage you to check that out. Ken, when we were getting ready to go into the break, I was talking about, the speech that was given and the, the dark tenor of it. But what really, really struck me about it was the calling of, you know, good as evil and evil as good.
Yeah.
If you're not going to embrace killing babies, if you're not going to embrace sodomy and sodomite relationships and so on, if you're not going to embrace the perversions, if you're not going to embrace the mutilization of our children and so on, then somehow you're the bad guy.
Yeah, you're the one who's evil. And I think what is so shocking today, Greg, is that such a large percentage of the population is in agreement with those comments.
Yeah.
It's just hard to believe that's acceptable to more than 2 or 3% of our population. And that's where there's filters on people's eyes, there's plugs in their ears, and more filters, so that what they're seeing comes out one way, enters their brain another, and the same thing with their hearing and their understanding. And the demons in the people are reinterpreting it and giving that information to the individuals in their brains. I mean, Joseph Biden is totally demon possessed. He might be Catholic, maybe, but he's definitely not born again.
Right.
And so that means he's demon-possessed, as opposed to Christians, real ones, who are demonized. Huge difference. So those demons in him actually end up speaking through his mouth in these presentations and everything. A lot of times when he's stumbling and fumbling or whatever, those spirits are trying to take control, and he's trying to stop it, or maybe he's letting it, or maybe he's trying to gain back some control, and it doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
The guy is totally possessed, and those spirits are just really having their way. And if people cannot see that, don't have that discernment, they really need to be praying for Americans, by and large, Christian or non-Christian, to be able to see the truth, hear the truth, ask the appropriate questions. How can any president say that against 50% of the population of this country? How can he pretend to be a Christian, Catholic Christian, and believe everything that is totally opposed to what the Word of God has to say?
Yeah.
How can that happen? And how can they accept it? We need to pray that more and more and more people will see the truth, hear the truth, and then go to the polls and vote accordingly. Hmm. Vote for those who want to support what the vast, vast majority of Americans believe and accept.
Right.
And they'll actually go to the polls and vote that way instead of giving up on America. That isn't what God wants. God wants the people to support the America that he originally created instead of the Babylon it has become.
Yeah, God has not given up on America, and I think that's the thing that people need to remember is that you know, there is
that.
Pastor David Scarlett was on last week, and we talked about that in our segment. You know, the eagle is still meant to soar.
Exactly, but if we don't pray
and
we don't ask the angels of God to destroy those spirits that are keeping the average American from seeing the truth and hearing the truth, and pray that the devices that plug their ears, the devices that are over people's eyes so they can't see the truth, we have to pray that way and with authority and with the gift of faith that God has given us, that when we pray it, it's being done. We need to do it for our cities, our counties, our states, and our nation. All of the above. And not just sit back and say, oh, well, it's too late. You know, America's going to hell in a handbasket. No, 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 no. Hey, has it gone downhill? Yes. But why? Because we haven't prayed with authority and faith to overcome and stop this.
Well, we're not believing in the full measure of what Christ has done for us. And you and I have talked about this, and I continue to talk about it because I think it's so important. You know, when people say, oh, well, you're against this one or you're against that one. I'm not against. I'm for them receiving the full measure of what Christ purchased for them on the cross. That's what I'm for. I'm for them experiencing the full measure of the truth of the words that Jesus spoke. And some, well, you know, but yeah, I just read that in John. Well, you know what? John's the only one who was at the foot of the cross when Christ died. I want you to think about that for a minute.
Oh, it's good.
John is the only one who actually was standing at the foot of the cross with the three Marys and bore witness to the very last words that Jesus spoke. Mm-hmm. And he said, it is finished. So
you know,
powerful.
Our pastor said, Jesus loved us to death. His.
Amen. Amen. Folks, yeah. We're out of time. I'll be back. More coming up. Matt Long and I will be with you on the other side. Thank you, Ken, for being with me. Get more, again, freedomencounters.com, and more at chosengenerationradio.com. I'll be back with more after this brief break.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization.
Good morning. Good morning. Pastor Greg here. Welcome aboard. Great to have all of you with me. Thanks so much for being here. And I am so excited to be joining my good friend, Mr. Matt Long, in the Hill Country Patriot Radio program. Great to be with you, brother. Thanks for having me.
Always good to be here, Pastor Greg. Always good. I'm real excited about today's visit because we are going to be talking about something I know almost nothing about, but you are, I believe you're an expert. Am I incorrect in saying that you have a strong background in Soviet and Russian things? Do you speak some Russian? Fill me in on that.
Да, я могу говорить по-русски, если я хочу. Я изучал русский язык, когда я служил в авиации. Это было много лет. Yes, many years ago.
was that knock knock joke in Russian?
No. That was actually talking about that many years ago. I studied the Russian language in the United States Air Force. I served in the Air Force as a Russian linguist and studied Russian when I was in the service. And for some bizarre reason that I cannot explain, I'm still able to recall the Russian language. So it's kind of a weird deal, but it just is what it is. But yeah, I've been studying and following the Soviet Union for 40 years now. I served in the early 80s during the Cold War. And watch the fall of the wall and have spoken with other experts with regards to this as well, relative to my own belief about what the fall of the wall actually meant. And it was a deception. It's part of their disinformation campaign, quite frankly. It's part of what they said way back in the 1960s. If you'll remember, their leaders were quoted as saying, we know that we are not going to be able to topple the United States from without. We can't win a war. We can't beat them via a nuclear attack. We are going to take over the United States from within. And if you think about... Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking, no, you were on a really, you're on a really good track on that. But the thing that caught my attention yesterday, and I'm, I apologize for interrupting,
you're good.
Was this little bit of news that President Xi of China is, well, first of all, you told me he's up for election here coming up soon. But what I read in this story yesterday, I believe, was that Xi is going to, for the first time in many, many years, actually leave China and go visit with some other world leaders, and among them being Putin from Russia. And so I was just interested in why is Xi leaving the country? What's the important? None of this, I don't have enough knowledge or background to make any sense of that. So would you kind of fill our listeners in on what is going on with this news that broke yesterday?
Well, no, absolutely. And actually, the dots do connect, Matt. So give me just a second, and I'll quickly run this together. So you have this understanding. Remember that Mao was a student of Stalin. Mao Zedong went to the Soviet Union and learned communism from Stalin. When Stalin died and Lenin took over, there was a battle to see who was going to be the leader of the Communist Party around the world. And when Lenin stepped in, Mao was pushed out, and that's why the separation took place. And China became its own communist, and they wanted to say, oh, it's a different kind, it's Maoism. Well, it's not. It's communism, okay? It is the same thing. It's the same communism as the USSR. There's a Soviet communism, Chinese communism, exactly the same. Communism is communism, all right? Just like what did Erdogan say recently? He said, Islam is Islam. Yeah, he's right. It is. So here you have this situation now, and they knew they couldn't take us over from without. So how do they get us in economically? And so they drop the wall comes down, businesses rush in, they invest all this money into Russia, the boundary now is broken, and you have U.S. dollars and U.S. businesses in there, and what you'll note is in the last 10 to 15 years, now that's been clamped down on, just like in China. Individuals don't own businesses. Yes, you have some oligarchs, but those are actually members of the Communist Party, and if they don't toe the communist line, they will be taken out. Oligarchs have been assassinated. That is a fact. It has happened. And the KGB became the Russian mafia, which is now the most powerful mafia in the world. All right, now, how do we bridge the gap with what's taking place? Well, there's several things that are going on that we've talked about. Yesterday, Nan Su and I, who is a reporter for the Epoch Times, we broke the Wuhan story in February of 2020. If you'll remember, it wasn't until March of 2020 that was announced that the Wuhan virus was here in the United States. In 2020, February, we started talking about it, and we reported on the fact that it was a biological weapon. Here's the connection now. What has happened is that Xi and Putin are forming this axis, this triad. And who's the third member of the triad? Iran is the third member of the triad. We need to keep our eyes on Iran, because they are the third member. It's very important to understand it. And there is a strategy that is afoot. It is called the Indo-Pacific strategy. In fact, President Trump embraced it because it was actually put together by Shinzo Abe, who was the gentleman who was the prime minister of Japan. He's the one who actually created this. So it was a good thing. And what's happened now is Xi and Putin and Rossi, who's the president of Iran, they are essentially taking that area over. That particular area accounts for two-thirds of the world's economy and one-half of the world's population.
and our allies that are in danger in this particular takeover, one of our major allies that's in danger is India.
Okay.
Because India is very vulnerable to what China does. If you look at the map, you realize that China basically is the Western neighbor of India. You've got Nepal, Bhutan, Bangladesh, and Myanmar, but Burma. But essentially, China controls all of that. All of that is controlled by China. And so China is pushing its way in, and there is war taking place there. Then you've got Afghanistan and Pakistan, again, strongly influenced by China, but even more strongly influenced because they are being squeezed by Iran.
Mm.
And then... Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to mention, and you throw in the different flavors of Islam in there, but I don't want to take you off track, so keep going.
Well, and so then you also have, you know, Georgia and Azerbaijan, but those are essentially under the control of Russia. So that butts them up against Iran, and then you also have the connection between Russia and China through Mongolia and Kazakhstan and Kyrgyzstan and Uzbekistan and so on. But all of those areas are under the control and the influence of either Putin or Xi. Those are the entities. And so here's one other piece to this that's important to understand, and that has to do with economics. And right now we have the yuan and the Russian rubles, and energy and natural gas are being bought and swapped and paid for using between Russia and China using the yuan and rubles.
Mm.
And that's dangerous.
So, absolutely. I mean, the dollar has always been the currency for oil. There has been talk over the years of creating a basket of currencies, so to speak, for oil, or even coming up with its own currency called the petrodollar, if I'm remembering all that correctly. What's the end game? What are, when Xi and Putin get together and wherever they're going to meet, what is it they're going to be, what plan is it they're going to be laying out? What is their attempt at an end game in this meeting, Pastor Greg?
Well, the end game is to take over Eurasia and to take full and complete control of that part of the world. Again, think about what would it be like if China and Russia were able to control 2/3 of the world's economy. If they had control of half of the world's population, think about what that would do relative to the economic pressure on the other 1/3 of the world, and how they could absolutely overnight begin to change all currency.
You know, the Chinese have been messing with their own currency for many years in order to make it more tradable or what have you. They just
reevaluate. We are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99, the lowest price in history. If you do it right now, I'm also going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And thank you for keeping it tuned here. You can get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You know, I was talking with David there just a little while back. We were talking about some of the things that are being taught. To bring you up to speed with regards to that, this is really something. So 9-year-olds, this is, now I'm flipping back just for a minute. This has to do with what's happening in our schools, okay, in our public school system. And understand that this is on a national. This is the National Sex Education Standards. National Sex Education Standards, okay? K through 5 on personal health and safety. Now, listen to this. And there's a bill in Illinois that codifies, it kind of raises this up, but it's been raised up, and it's a major issue that every parent should be gravely concerned about. So, hang on, let me see here. Okay, so I got to do it that way. All right, okay, there we let me do it. Okay, so here's the deal. In this document, grades 3 through 5, this is 9-year-olds. No, 8-year-olds. I'm sorry, 8-year-olds. Grade 3, 8 years old. The National Sex Education Standard for 8-year-olds. Explain common human sexual development, including masturbation. describe the potential role of hormone blockers on young people who identify as transgender. Distinguish between sex assigned at birth and gender identity and explain how they may or may not differ. Did you just hear that? This is what is expected of your 8-year-old, to distinguish between the sex assigned at birth and gender identity and explain how they're going to differ. Define and explain the difference between cisgender, transgender, gender non-binary, gender expansive, and gender identity. 8 years old. Explain that gender expression and gender identity exist along a spectrum. Define sexual orientation and differentiate between sexual orientation and gender identity. In other words, I would like your 8-year-old to be fully confused about what sex identity is, and I want to get them completely messed up so that they enter into a phase of psychological gender dysphoria. Oh, and let's talk about hormone blockers, cross-dressing, cross-identifying, gender expansiveness, and masturbation with an 8-year-old. All right, here we go. And just bear in mind, these are the standards. This is what is in the books right now if your kid's in public school. All right, so let's say, that's pretty radical. How about an 11-year-old? What might an 11-year-old need to know? Oh, I don't know. How about this? Students must be taught about intersex conditions. They must analyze how peers, family, and a person's intersecting identities can influence attitudes, beliefs, and expectations about gender, gender identity, gender roles, and gender expression. Middle schoolers must recall the definition of sexual orientation and explain that most people have a sexual orientation. They must define bisexual, lesbian, gay, queer, two-spirit, asexual, pansexual. They must define vaginal, oral, and anal sex. Define it at 11 years old. Explain that there are many methods of short and long-term contraception that are safe and effective, and describe how to access them. Your 11-year-old. How to access, well, now why would you need to access safe and effective contraception? Oh, I don't know, maybe because we're encouraging your 11-year-old starting at the age of 8 to start considering having sex. Remember that they're going, the first thing on the list, explain human sexual development, including masturbation. Let's teach 8-year-olds how to masturbate, so we can get them started thinking about having sex. They must list at least 4 methods of contraception that are available without a prescription. And they must describe pregnancy options, including abortion. 11 years old. 11 years old. Let's teach them how to kill babies at 11 years old. Wow. That's what's in your schools, folks. That's what's in the public school. And if you are a parent and you show up at, the school board meeting in your town, it is altogether possible that you might be considered a domestic terrorist for showing up to suggest that you don't want your child to be exposed to all of this horrific pornographic type material. Because it doesn't just come with words. No. It comes with pictures, it comes with film, it comes with diagrams, it comes with instructions. This is the influence of Alfred Kinsey, the pervert pedophile, whose work is being used as the basis upon which the sex education program in the United States of America is going forward. Please do yourself a favor and watch The Mind Polluters. All right, I'm gonna jump off of this for a minute, but I I just can't tell you how important it is to understand it. And it is a part of the secular humanism. It is a part of the LGBTQ agenda. It is a part of indoctrinating your children into this absolutely and completely perverted, sexualized idea. No reading, no writing, no arithmetic, no understanding American history, not the real American history, no understanding morals and faith and where the boundaries are. No, what we're going to do is we're going to teach kids how to experiment with absolute perversion and sexual mutation. That's what we're going to teach your kids how to do. It's disgusting. All right, let me give you a bit of uplifting news, maybe. David Shostokas will be with us tomorrow, our constitutional expert. Several different things that we'll be talking about with David, including some good news about a stay that was put. A school in New York was being forced by a activist LGBTQ to have a homosexual club at their school. Well, this is a traditional Jewish, Orthodox Jewish school. And the school said, look, those values, those ideals are in contrast to our religious beliefs, and therefore they do not belong in our school. If you've got kids that want to act out on that and want to believe that way and want to act that way, there are other places they can go, other schools they can go to. Bye-bye. And Justice Sotomayor said religious liberty needs to be protected. We're going to put a stay on this until it can work its way through. It's not the end of the story, but at least some good news with regards to that. Chuck Wolf will be with us. Education with parental values in mind. Chuck's got a school for you. It's a faith school. And I really strongly encourage you. It's a school, K-12 school. And Christian parents' attitudes regarding public school and public education. And it is a school that will help you to be able to encourage your child in that. Claire Lopez is with us, with Rick Manning as my co-host. It'll be either Michael Moore or Taryn Rose with MRC Newsbusters and Free Speech America. And then Robert Davi will be with us tomorrow. My Son Hunter, the director of My Son Hunter. Later on in the week, Victor Avila will be with us for a full hour on Texas Border. Nan Sue's back with us. And mark your calendars on Thursday the 15th, coming up from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern, Sheriff Bob Song will be with us. We're going to talk about how does your sheriff become a constitutional sheriff? Is he a constitutional sheriff? And what are his rights? What can he do? What is the role of the sheriff? We'll talk about that for a full hour on Thursday the 15th. You need to tell your friends. All right, I'm out of time. I'll be back tomorrow.
40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at chosengenerationradio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.